Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 27, 2023. The lesson is light. Comment: I noticed that the same lesson is perceived differently not only by everyone but even by the same person when he listens to it again. My response: naturally. A person changes, and therefore each time he always perceives things differently. What is a lesson in itself? It is light. A person, depending on his state, places his vessel, meaning his sensations and his qualities, under it. It is with his qualities that he determines how he will be affected by what he hears. Each lesson is a certain measure of light. It depends on the person how and what will happen to it next. Therefore, the different perception of the same lesson lies in the difference in the qualities of a person. From CabTVs I got a call. Nothing exists. October 3, 2012. A person inside me. Question: Kabbalah says that a person is new every day. What is going on in you that makes you radically different? Answer: I am changing because my inner program is changing. It is constantly renewed. After all, you sometimes feel it for yourself, perhaps not at the same pace as I do or with the volume of changes between states, but it is felt by everyone who is connected to the method of Kabbalah and goes through internal changes, a person inside oneself. You can't explain it to others. They did not feel it, nor can they understand how there can be such states where suddenly everything becomes dark, then light, suddenly you are carried up with a broad view of the world, or suddenly thrown into some narrow egoistic field and forced to make lowly, crude calculations. This is the person inside us, working out his degrees in order to reach a state where his only desire will be to reveal the upper force, in order to immediately, here and now, begin to feel it, to realize it. But for this we need aspirations, for this, desires, qualities. We must come to these desires and qualities so that we can feel it to such an extent that it would be within the framework of our sensations, would enter into tolerance, into the sensory field, not infra or ultra. As in our world, with all kinds of phenomena that we do not feel but reveal through instrument, it is the same with the Creator. He exists over some threshold, above the speed of light. It is like Rambam wrote that the whole universe and the whole world exist below the speed of light. No matter what physicists say that they have found something that moves at a speed beyond the speed of light, it is all nonsense, their mistakes, and they are yet to reveal it. The Creator exists above the speed of light and above all our capabilities, which we, being in the body, are not able to feel even with the help of devices invented by us. We are unable to seize him. He eludes us, and that's it. From CabTVs I got a call. How to change every second. July 14, 2012. The crown of a Kabbalist's work. Question: In spiritual work, does the only thing that depends on the Kabbalist is how he builds the screen? Answer: of course. But this is the result of a huge number of internal actions, decisions, and analysis. This is the crown of all the work of a Kabbalist. And he does not build the screen. He prepares all the conditions in order to claim it, and then the next level clothes on him and gives him a screen. This is how he always rises. He kind of lifts himself up. Now there are such to level devices adapted for cars, when the car, as it were, lifts itself, transfers it upward and upward with an anchor, and so it moves forward with a progressive, stepping, start-stop movement. In Kabbalah, such a movement at every step involves analysis: first, the fall, left line, then its realization, then the beginning of work with it, and so on. From CabTVs I got a call. Kabbalists vs. Psychics. July 14, 2012. Manifestation of spiritual roots in the form of holidays. Comment: In our world, there are manifestations of spiritual roots in the form of holidays or Sabbaths. My response, the special states that a person goes through as he attains stronger and stronger connection with others are called modim, holidays. Mode is a temporary stop on the way, like a station or a waypoint, meaning a state in which you radically change your inclusion into the common system. Comment, but the same Sabbath exists also in the corporeal world. My response, it does not mean anything. Was there no Saturday or other days of the week before Adam? There were days and nights, but no one celebrated anything. Comment, however, it seems that Saturday, Shabbat, is a specific day, even in corporeal perception. My response, this is just our psychology. If you are in spiritual ascent, then during the day you can experience all seasons and all days of the year. During the holidays, we experience some feelings only because a large number of people are celebrating and they create a certain atmosphere and certain force around them, and that is a different matter. But it is not because such a state comes from somewhere above. From CapTVs I got a call. Days when miracles happen October 7, 2012. How to work in three lines. Question, you said that there are different ways of working in three lines. What did you mean? Answer, let's say I am a father, husband, teacher, and citizen. In all my relationships, I must behave in the middle line, I relative to myself, relative to anything, and applied to anything like science, art, technology, economics, finance, my attitude to nature, etc. Any of our actions come from desire, and therefore all of them should optimally fit into the middle line when our egoism takes part in all actions, but is aimed at bestowal, love, and bringing the surrounding system into a balanced, kind, and calm state. Today we are in absolute discord because a system of three lines or a system of integral interconnection is manifested between us, and we are not able to realize it on ourselves. Thus, we are the opposite of what nature shows us. It turns out that on our part there is no three-line behavior toward anything or anyone, not in our perception, in our actions, or in our thoughts. That is why we are in crisis in all our activities. The middle line means that I direct all my good and bad qualities, thoughts, desires, and movements to a good relationship with everyone. This is the main thing that I pursue, because if I can achieve this and take such a course in my life, then I will make myself, humanity, and the world perfect, eternal, infinite, and good in all respects. Therefore, we study what the middle line is. The wisdom of Kabbalah studies very deeply what is called the Masach Tehillim, which appears as a result of conjugation of Bina and Malkut, the second restriction, Tzimtzum Bet, and so on. But the average person does not need it. We can only say to him, despite the fact that you are an egoist, no matter how much you wish everything for yourself, try to rise above this and take the state of others into account as well. If you can, imagine their state higher than yours. Try it. Can you do it, at least once, somehow? And at the same time consider how humanity would exist in such a state. That is all. We are moving toward a state where people will need to understand this, otherwise, they will eat each other alive in the full sense of the word. Everything is inherent in a person, and this can come true if we do not begin to internally prepare ourselves for different relationships. From CapTVs I got a call. How to work in three lines October 20, 2012. A real teacher. Comment. You said that you teach students to ask questions correctly because by doing so you pass your matrix to them. My response, otherwise, it is impossible. After all, a student is just an unformed desire, there is nothing else in him except for physical flesh. The teacher helps to form this desire correctly so that it becomes suitable for receiving the light. A teacher is the one who helps you form or rather shape your vessel. Question, You received a certain matrix from Rabash. How similar is it to the one you bring to your students? Or are they completely different? Answer: this matrix is universal, it is one, similarity to the light, the quality of bestowal. Then each student customizes it for himself. I just teach him how to do it, I push him from one side, then from the other side, do it like this, do it like that, and like that. Even students of an artist or musician still paint or play in their own way. If he is a master with a capital M, he teaches them how to show their talent, peculiarity, and individuality. He does not impose his matrix on them in order to imprint himself in them. First, it is impossible. Second, then this is not a teacher but some kind of corporal in the army. A teacher is one who helps the student develop individually. Question: how does the process of individual development of the student happen? What exactly are you doing? Answer: there is daily systematic work. We see that it takes years. In the process of spiritual work, students are given some pleasant or unpleasant influences, perhaps a personal example, mostly negative and not positive, so that they see that I am also like that, I get tired, treat someone badly, or something else. In short, the student must be left with free will, a place for doubt, a place for reflection. Why is it so and not so? Is he right or wrong, both regarding the teacher and regarding himself? He must be taught to dare, to doubt, and to make mistakes. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. How to Become a Guru. September 23, 2012. Michael Leitman, on Quora. Can dogs smell cancer? Israeli startup, Spot It Early, uses dogs to detect cancer in people with their sense of smell. The process involves giving patients a mask into which they breathe for a few minutes. The mask is then taken to a laboratory where dogs smell it, and in over 90% of cases, dogs have detected the cancer patients. Moreover, it has been found that the dogs can detect cancer in its very early stages, before it shows symptoms. Indeed, there are several phenomena in nature that we have yet to find out about, and we may well soon discover more of them. Yet this discovery is beautiful, that we can detect cancer in its early stages and save many lives. It also shows us how, despite our powerful technological progress, dogs can detect cancer more effectively than us. This is because we each emit a cloud through which it is possible to detect a lot of information about us, including what we think and feel, as well as our inner illnesses and where they are located. Most animals sense what we emit in that cloud, but since we do not feel animals, then we do not understand what they sense. We commonly think of human beings as the most developed of all creatures, but we then find such abilities in animals that show how, despite our developed intellect, we are no better than them. A clear indicator of this is the fact that our development leads us to invent and stockpile more and more weapons. That is, the more we lay our hands on things, the more we bring about negative outcomes. In order to start developing more positively, we need to look a little into the future and ask ourselves a serious question: what do we really get from us, living the way we do? Based on the video Can Dogs Smell Cancer with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.